Listen now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Frashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Frashear, and what a great show we've got lined up for you. My guests today are Dan McGowan and Will Williams with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. And then I'll give you an update with what's going on at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Extra, read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Lynx Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hours shuttle meets each Verde Lynx bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my egg sit.
Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save on boat, RV, and motorcycle batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Can't get enough of YCCA's Hammer Time Show? Want more information on local construction? I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. If you love listening to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, you're going to love our column every Friday morning in the Daily Courier, front page of the real estate section. Don't start your Friday morning without YCCA's Ask the Contractor column in the Daily Courier. And don't start your Saturday morning without Hammer Time at 7 a.m. on KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Frashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Frashear, and today I have two guests in the studio. We are talking to Will Williams and Dan McGowan with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. How are you, gentlemen?
It's fine, Loretta. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Well, it's great having you guys here. So just to kind of get started, a lot of, you know, let's talk about what the Chino Valley Lions Club does at Morning Lions, because there is two clubs. And so what do you guys do? Why would I want to join? And, I mean, I know eyeglasses, but, I mean, there's got to be more than just glasses, right?
Yes. Well, our primary mission has and has been, Loretta, for the last 100 years
100
with the Lions
years.
Club. We celebrated our 100-year anniversary in 2017, the oldest
wow.
and the largest service organization in the world, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that in.
That is, like, that. Okay,
but
wow.
our core mission is providing sight assistance and hearing aid assistance to folks who can't ordinarily afford those services. But we also do a lot of other things in town. We provide donations to nonprofit interests such as the schools, even the town. For example, we've purchased uniforms for the track team, for the band. We make donations to Hungry Kid Projects and a lot of other nonprofit interests in the area. And we serve primarily Chino and Paulden.
Chino and Paulden
yes.
area. Gotcha.
Yep.
And so it's just, it's service projects within the area.
That's right. All the money that we collect through our fundraisers is spent right here in town.
So right in Chino, the Paulden area.
That's right.
So every club is different. So just a matter of, you know, where you live.
Yes.
And you join that club.
Yes.
Gotcha. And so I know that Lions are also known for the eyeglasses.
That's right.
And so what do you guys do with that?
We collect used glasses.
Okay.
And we recycle them. We turn them into, I believe it's Rummel Optical downtown. They recycle. And then we pay for glasses for the eye exams and the glasses themselves for folks who need the assistance in purchasing them.
So do you guys actually give the eye exams?
No, we do not.
Okay.
No, we do not. We just pay to have the exam given by a qualified practitioner.
Yeah, we also, there's like four of us in our particular unit that go out and we do an eye exam, if you will,
okay.
with a machine. We're none of us are optometrists, but we use this machine and most children pass. But there's certain diseases that if you find it when they're like in the first, second grade, they can be repaired. But if it goes further, it could be permanent damage.
Interesting.
And it's a really rewarding thing we do, and it's really part of what the Lions are.
So do you guys do this in the beginning of the school year?
Yes.
Is it all the schools throughout Chino Valley?
Yes. I've gone as far as Seligman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That. Yeah. So it's Yavapai, kind of.
Just kind of Yavapai area.
Yeah, whoever needs it. Exactly.
And then you guys go with this machine. And is it one machine? Is it two, four?
I think we operate one, don't we?
We have one, but there's three in the area that are
okay.
available to us, like if it was going to be a huge gathering.
That's great. And so the kids can kind of line up and you can tell, you know, it's just a vision test, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so from there, they're able to, you know, say, yes, you can go on or you've got some issues.
Yeah, we just say, you know, it's basically pass, don't pass, but it's a referral is how
Perfect.
It's written. So, yeah, we don't want to embarrass any of the children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't even know.
Fail,
actually.
You know, you can't
yeah.
be doing that kind of thing. Okay.
Exactly.
And where, you know, people want it if they have used eyeglasses. Where do they donate these? And is there a place in Chino Valley, a stop that I can
Bowen's
just...
I Bowen's Chiropractic will collect them. I think
okay.
Penny Hubble does as well.
Okay.
And there are other locations around town where we have in the past had our little collection boxes, which we need to refurbish probably. But if anyone asks around, you know, they can find some place to drop their glasses off.
Okay, perfect. Well, and I've collected a few at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce as well.
Right.
And so we just turn around and hand them to you guys. But Penny Hubble is State Farm, so you can drop them off there. Because a lot of people do have these glasses, and they're just not sure what to do with them.
Right.
So what you guys do is if there's a family in need of glasses, they can kind of dig through this box and get their prescription filled.
Well,
is that
now,
how it
what
works?
What happens is we turn the used glasses in to Rummel, who recycle them.
Okay.
And if someone applies to us for sight assistance, then we send them to an optometrist or a practitioner to give them a test and to fit glasses to them.
So somebody can apply, basically,
yes.
to... Okay, how does that
well,
how
we
does
have
that work?
Income requirements. If
okay.
they're below a certain income requirement, then they qualify. And
okay.
They can apply.
Is this
I think
a family? Is it a group? I mean, is it an individual?
Individuals.
Okay.
A family can apply for sight assistance for themselves or their children, and we'll take care of it.
Okay. And do I find this form, I mean, online? Is it just something I write to you guys? How does that work?
We don't have it online.
Okay.
What would be the best way? Each of us has copies of it.
Okay.
Let me mention this, that we do meet every Tuesday morning from 7 to 8 at the community church on across from McDonald's in the annex. And if anyone wants to reach us, they can reach us there. And we have a P.O. box number where they can write to us, P.O. box 770 here in Chino Valley, and inquire. And I can give you a phone number if they want to call to ask about sight assistance or hearing assistance.
Oh, I didn't know that, you guys. So you guys do the both, sight
yes.
assistance and hearing assistance.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's great information. So how long have you guys been with the Lions Club?
I think I've been there about 8 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going on my third year.
That's all right. That's good. What made you join, and why are you doing this?
Well, I went to the pancake breakfast a few years ago,
okay.
not knowing a lot about the Lions Club here in Chino. I had just moved to Chino, and I was invited to come to one of the meetings, and I did. And I found it to be a small but wiry group of amiable folks, men and women. And it was just an easy thing to join. I had never joined a service club in my life until the Lions Club. And it's been a great experience. It's good networking with the folks who are members. And we do a lot of good things for the community.
So is it any age that can join? I mean,
oh, sure.
What's, okay.
Oh, sure.
So are you guys always looking for new recruits?
We are, yeah.
Definitely, yes.
All right.
Yeah. In fact, let me give you my phone number in case somebody out there is just itching
to
get
join,
more information
right?
about the Lions Club. 928-350-8276. Just call Will, and I'll give you the information you need.
Hey, so Dan, so we heard from Will why he joined. I mean, what made you want to join the Lions Club?
Well, I was trying to sell a car about 3 years ago.
Oh, you mercenary.
And Will came to look at it, and we didn't make a deal, but he thought I had the kind of personality that they might like there. And I read up about it.
He found there was a big group there. He's like, I'm trying to sell a car. I figured there's a big organization.
Yeah, if you want to sell a car, folks, just look us up.
Yeah. And I looked into the eye exam part of it, and within less than the first year, I was certified to do the machine and all that, and it's been totally rewarding for me to know how much you're helping other people.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm a member of the Chino Valley Lioness, and we're Chino Valley Lioness Lions mm-hmm. Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a mouthful, but it's not kind of the same reason. I was looking for a club to give back and volunteer,
right.
And it's one of those things that I've been in private school my whole life, so we've been taught to, you're going to volunteer and this is what you're going to do. And of course on, you know, a spring break and any other break that I possibly had, my mom instilled, you're going to be going volunteering. Was it fun? Absolutely not. But, you know, but as you grow up with it, it's one of those things that was missing in my daily life. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong. You know, why am I missing this? And so to join the Lionesses, and I really just loved it. And we are an entity of you guys. I guess you're our chapter that sponsors us.
Sponsors, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, huh?
The Lioness Club. So it's kind of one of those things that we decided to do as well. And I like to ask people, why did you do it? You know, is it to sell a car? Or, you know, but there's some really great reasons why we all each volunteer.
Exactly.
And I love it too. So, and I'm glad that, you know, we're all members of the same organization, just a little bit different. The Chino Valley Lionesses are mostly women, but we are open to men too. So
we're open to women on our
yeah,
side.
For you guys, it's men and women. And there is quite a few women in there.
We got several in there, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so you guys also do a lot more than just this service project. You know, instead of eyeglasses, you guys do the Christmas tree lot.
Oh, you bet. We've been doing that for a number of years. We have our annual pancake breakfast during Labor Day weekend.
And there's also a new one that you guys are doing. Is that correct?
July 4th, you're talking about?
July 4th, you've got that one on. And then I think you've got one going on for veterans.
Oh, that's a...
Yes.
They helped us with a donation to Heroes on the Water.
Gotcha.
Which is a veteran-based thing. We take guys out, mostly PTSD, veterans, first responders, fellows
and
like that.
That's fantastic, and I think that's what we'll talk about more after the break.
All right.
So we'll let people tune in to find out what it was called, Veterans on the Water.
Heroes on the Water,
and to kind of tune in and find out more about that, because that sounds exciting. I can't wait, but we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC Connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and today I've got two guests in the studio with me. Right now we're talking to Dan McGowan and Will Williams with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. So, gentlemen, before we got to commercial, we were talking a little bit about your next project and what's going on, and it was called...
Heroes on the Water.
Heroes on the Water. Will you explain a little bit about that, and what is that?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of veterans, men and women, who are suffering from PTSD, and some, unfortunately, have an amputation due to a conflict of some kind. And, they're kind of on their own. They're just depressed because it's PTSD. And what we do is we take them out fishing on a kayak. So between paddling the kayak, keeping it balanced, and a fishing pole, they're so occupied, the plan is they don't really think about what's bothering them most of the time. I've had fellows come up to me afterwards, because I used to do this with the one down in Phoenix, which for some unfortunate reason kind of folded, and I inherited their gear and everything.
So wow.
It's going to really help. And this one guy came up to me and told me it's the greatest time he's had in 10 years. He was almost in tears, and he had me in tears. It was just that
so
emotional.
It's just a fun time for any veteran.
Therapeutic as well.
Yeah. And so what if they don't like fishing? I mean, is there just kayaking? Is there fishing? Or
well,
do you have to do all three, how does it work?
They can just kayak and have the pole there, but the object is to keep them that occupied, And then, if we have a low amount, I'll go with them.
Gotcha.
And I've been fishing my entire life. That's what I live for.
Okay, so fishing is your thing. Great.
If it's at all humanly possible, I'll get them on fish. And, you know, the fun of just catching a fish is for the first time maybe is just, it's great. They love it.
That's perfect. So Dan, I have to ask you a serious question. What's the weirdest bait you've ever used? Because some people are like swear by marshmallows and some people, you know, by this and that. And so I just wanted to ask.
Well, baits have to do with what, first of all, what you're fishing for.
Gotcha.
And
so marshmallows wouldn't work.
Years ago. Well, they could for maybe some little ones for some trout or something like that. The weirdest bait I think I've ever used for freshwater is a can of cat food.
Yeah, that is weird.
You open it up or you poke holes in it and you drop it somewhere and you come back about 20 minutes later and you start fishing the bottom with stink baits for catfish. The odor
that
of the catfish and stuff draws them in a little bit. So
I knew I had to ask this question.
It was an extremely insightful question.
It definitely was. So, okay. So was it a can of cat food?
Yeah, just, you know, like a little, you know, I don't know, it's, so, you know, 3 or 4 inch across your thing, you poke holes in it and drop it in the water. It'll rust away eventually. You know?
Right.
I'm really a eco-friendly guy. I wouldn't do anything negative, but it'll go away and then they're able to eat it and it all dissolves.
But in all seriousness, so anyone, is it just for veterans or is this open to anybody?
No. First responders, police, fire. We've had several police chiefs mention that they had some friends or fellows that are employed by them that they thought they would love to go.
Is this only for retirees or what's the age group?
No,
unless?
Anybody.
Okay, perfect.
And their families.
Oh, that's even better.
So the wife and
also
the kids can go.
Dan is starting up the Northern Arizona chapter.
Okay.
The parent organization is national, in fact international, with 60-some chapters nationwide, and they've been around for some 14, 15 years, and they've benefited over 40,000 veterans and first responders so far, right, Dan?
Yeah, I've got some numbers here. So far to date, you go on their website and it downloads all this.
Sure.
So far to date, it's almost 49,000 people have been supported, or veterans, first responders, and there's been almost 13,000 of their family members as well go out.
Holy cow.
And there's been almost 38,000 volunteers like ourselves.
That's fantastic.
Helping them and everything, you know. So it's really good. It was formed in 2007 in Texas. It's still run mainly out of Texas. It's a nonprofit.
Okay.
So
is this something that the Lions Club is doing just separately? Or is this, you know, how does that working?
Certainly, the Lions Club has made a donation to Heroes on the Water. They're two separate organizations.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, That's where I was headed with this.
Right, yeah.
So it is two separate organizations.
Yes, exactly.
And so you guys are just trying to help promote Heroes on the Water.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. And with that, if somebody's interested, I mean, how do they go about this?
Well, as of right now, they can get a hold of me at, you want my phone number?
Absolutely.
You can just call me, ask for Dan. Well, I'll answer it. It's my cell phone. It's 928-963-0878.
Okay.
And if you're listening, don't hesitate to call. I'll answer all your questions if I can.
And so some of the questions are, you know, A, there's no age limit on this.
No.
You don't have to be, it's not just for open for veterans, it's for first responders, you know,
and law enforcement.
And law enforcement.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So anybody that wants to, and it's also for the families.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now let me ask you guys, because obviously going out in the water, you know, is there a need that you need donations of kayaks, fishing poles, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're looking for donations now. The ones I inherited, like I mentioned before, the kayaks and all the equipment with them are like 10, 12 years old. And it's pretty old, you know. So we're looking around to replace all that. I've done some work with Epic Angler. And they're donating a whole bunch of new life jackets.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because the old ones are the kind where you pull the cord and it fills up with air. And I personally just don't trust them. So these are regular PFDs. You know, they're flotation foam and everything. So you don't have to worry about
pulling. I didn't even realize there was old life jackets that you pull a cord.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically they are. If you fall in the water, they self-inflate.
Oh, gotcha.
But if you want to, like you're going to jump off a boat or something, they have a thing you can pull and it'll inflate too.
Ah, like the ones in the movies.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, that's before these, I think. But, yeah.
Dan and I have been visiting with potential corporate sponsors over the last few weeks. and we're hoping to get some good response there. And anyone on an individual basis or a small business basis who would want to donate, we could certainly use that help as well, because we not only buy the kayaks and the fishing gear, but we need to replace the consumable products that we use, such as the fishing gear, the baits, and so forth.
Yeah. And then we also provide a lunch. And usually first thing in the morning, if we get there at 7:30, 8 o'clock, we'll have a couple dozen donuts and juice, things like that.
Donuts and juice. So, yeah. So it's kind of, is this every Saturday? I mean, how is it working right now?
Well, we haven't had one yet.
Okay.
Our maiden one, first one of the year, is on May 15th, and it's going to be at Willow Lake.
So May 15th at Willow Lake.
Uh-huh.
And so what about people like that are first responders, veterans that have their own kayak?
They're fully, bring them.
They bring them, and join you guys.
Exactly.
And so they can go May 15th. Where are you guys meeting at?
It'll be near the launch ramp. There's only one launch ramp at Willow, and we'll be there.
And so, I mean, is there a fee? Is there admission?
There's an admission
to get in.
There's a $3 parking.
There's no cost for the participating veterans.
Yeah, the veterans, we're trying to work out with Parks and Rec right now.
Okay, gotcha.
And the only thing up in the air still is fishing licenses. I don't know what's happening there because, you know, I'm reaching out to say guys that have never fished.
Right.
And they're not going to want to spend like $40, $50 on a fishing license.
They're
not even going to like it, you know.
Absolutely.
So I'm working with Fish and Game on that,
okay.
See what I can come up with.
See
Hopefully
what you can
I
do.
Have something positive.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great program. And you said this program has been around for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been around since 2007.
So you're just implementing it in Yavapai County?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're looking for two audiences right now, Lorette.
Okay.
Volunteers, we call them support volunteers, to help us welcome the veterans, get them into the kayaks, answer questions, make them feel welcome. And then the other audience are the veterans themselves who would be in the kayaks, who are the ones suffering from PTSD and duty-related afflictions.
Okay. Maybe three audiences and anyone that wants to donate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we need donations.
Donations as well. So anybody that wants to donate, you know, fishing gear or kayaks, I mean, mm-hmm. Sometimes we want to do it. If you're anything like me, I start a project and think I'm really into it, do it for like a month and a half, and I'm like, it wasn't really my cup of tea. But I would have purchased all the gear and everything to do it.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, if you're going to do it right.
Right.
And then at the end of it, I'm like, it wasn't for me. You know, like roller derby, I totally purchased everything possible because I thought I wanted to be a roller derby girl.
Yeah.
I'm just not cut out for that. But I did, you know, so it would be anybody like that you're looking for donations of anything.
Right.
Absolutely. So fishing equipment, anybody out there that's looking, you know, if you've got stuff, because sometimes too, we buy the wrong kayak or we'd like it, but it's not what we originally wanted or we've outgrown it.
Right.
You're looking for just donations of kayaks. People that are wanting to volunteer with this program, mm-hmm. What types of volunteers are you looking for?
Well, people that like the outdoors.
Okay.
And we still, for lunch, we have a sandwich and drinks, and we could have people putting them on plates or, you know, helping
passing
with that
out
a little bit.
And you don't have to be a veteran to volunteer.
Okay. That's
then,
what my next question was.
And then we need a couple of guys at least. It depends how many vets or, you know, people we're working with go out. I'd like to have, enough for maybe one guy to keep an eye on, like, say, three, if there's, like, half a dozen or nine, have three or four guys out.
So just kind of help out where needed.
Right.
So you're looking for any age?
Any age. Unless your mom and dad are there, you have to be over 18.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But 18 or over for anybody that wants to volunteer, because what a great organization to volunteer with.
Yeah.
Especially the summertime. I mean, springtime, we're really getting into, you know, it's kayaking time. We're ready for kayaks. You're starting to see the springtime coming through. So this is going to be a really great launch. And your first launch, you said, was May 15th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
So that's going to be really
Armed
great.
And it's also Armed Forces Day.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you've got that going on, and it's like you said, if anybody wanted to do this, they just get a hold of you.
Yes.
Gotcha. And like you said, I mean, what else do I need to know about this? How else do I get, if I wanted to volunteer, I know to contact you. If I want to donate, I know to contact you. And if I want to be a part of this program, you know, but what if I'm a little bit nervous? I've never been in a kayak before. You know, what would you recommend me doing? I've never fished before. I've never been in a kayak before.
Just show up and we'll help you.
Okay.
That's The easy part. For
the
me.
Easy part. Okay. Right. Yeah. So I don't, do I call you guys in advance and say, hey, I want to be there May 15th and this is the time I want to be there?
Now that we've decided a date.
Okay.
Heroes on the Water, the main, you know, in Texas, they're setting me up with a Northern Arizona chapter on the internet.
Good.
So I'll be able to just go there, and you can go there as well. It's not set up yet, but
okay.
As soon as
but
it's ready,
in the future.
You click on, and it'll ask you some questions about, do you have a kayak? Are you a vet? Do you want to help? Do you want to volunteer? Help? You know,
absolutely.
Like that stuff. And it gives you all the information right there and the time and everything. It's quite thorough, and it's very
That's
simple
fantastic.
To fill out.
What made you want to bring this to our area?
I moved up here,
okay.
And I love it here. I don't want to leave. And fishing's all I, that's my only addiction.
Fishing.
I don't drink anymore. I don't smoke. I don't drink any less. No, I'm kidding. I don't drink at all. So
perfect. So yeah. What you're saying then is, you know, this is what brought you to doing this is just, like you said, the love of fishing.
Right. And, you know, I'm a veteran.
That's
Will's
what I was just
veteran.
About to ask.
And, I saw a lot of horrific things when I was in the Army. And, these guys have. I've got PTSD as well, but not as severe as some of the people I've met. And I just want to, you know, I'm old enough now. I'm retired. I'm pretty settled. And I want to just, I feel like I owe it to them.
Gotcha.
Know?
So. To give something back.
Exactly.
So perfect. So if anybody wants to give back to this organization, you know, and anybody wants to help out with this organization, just even a monetary donation would be much appreciated.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Because that'll go a long way for
sure.
You guys. And so, Dan, if they want to donate or give you a monetary donation or help out in any way, become a volunteer, how do they get a hold of you?
That phone number for now.
Okay.
And you want it again?
Absolutely.
It's 928-963-0878. That's
08.
My cell, and it's like surgically attached to me. I don't go anywhere without it.
That's the horrible part, right? You know, we're also used to our cell phones
it's
being
modern
there.
Modern living.
Exactly. It is modern living. And so, Dan, so you are looking for a great group of volunteers and some people to help you out with this.
Definitely.
So anybody that's out there, if you're listening to this message and this really kind of tugs at your heartstrings, because it really does, you know, we know so many veterans and we know so many first responders and law enforcement.
Right.
And what a great opportunity. And anybody out there within these realms, you know, that wants to join, you're saying May 15th. And for more information, contact you, Dan. And, Dan, can you give us that phone number one last time?
It's area code 928-963-0878.
Okay, again, that number was 963-0878. Dan McGowan, thank you so much for being here. And as well as Will Williams. Sorry, I'm tongue-tied. Thank you, Will Williams, as well for being here. Thank you both for sharing this new project, and it was called Heroes on the Water.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having us.
No
Appreciate
problem.
It.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true.
there is propane, the name you trust.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Senator Karen Fann is looking out for rural Arizona. Fann supports legislation that is crucial to our rural way of life. It will create opportunities for horsemen across the state while expanding a marketplace for agriculture right here at home and further support rural jobs. Senator Fann is a champion for rural Arizona. Thank you, Senator Fann. This message paid for by the Arizona Farm and Ranch Group, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A major roadway in Prescott Valley could be reconfigured to make it safer for drivers.
The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization had initiated the Highway 89A and Robert Road Alternatives Selection Report, which confirms location, identifies costs, and develops an implementation strategy for a new diamond traffic interchange. During a virtual meeting last week, organization transportation planner Daniel Harmonic explained this has been a long process.
This report was completed by Kimley Horn. It's looking at moving the Robert Road intersection and about a mile east, making that into a full TI with entrance ramps and then reconfiguring to keep all the current movements and everything like that. There's a lot of different parts.
The new interchange would align with a new roadway, Santa Fe Loop, to be built by the town of Prescott Valley. Harmonic describes how this project would be constructed.
We started off with a full look at the project. We ended up determining that it needed to be more of a phased approach due to cost. So the full cost, I think, was up around $27 million. That'd be for the final, including all of the phases.
The Arizona Department of Transportation crash information system shows from January 2015 to December 2019 there were 20 crashes reported at that intersection. One of them from 2015 was fatal. Organization executive board members have only approved the report and a construction timeline has yet to be established. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight. The puck drops at 7 and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy and windy overnight tonight. Chance of showers in the forecast tomorrow. Slight chance of showers into Wednesday. Expect a low right around 36 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 46. 52 for the high on Wednesday. 40 the low tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow 51. Wednesday high of 59. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Extra, read all about it.
Extra?
For the excellent news, Bruce. The Lynx Cottonwood Area Transit now runs late into the night, Wednesday through Sunday, with the last bus exiting Sedona at 10:30.
It's hard to beat. Cat Connect after-hours shuttle meets each Verde Lynx bus at the Cottonwood Library, providing rides to destinations in Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Verde Village. But enough with the eggs.
Well, since you can't take a yolk, I'll just make my egg sit.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at AuggiesPrescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm going to just update you on what the heck is going on with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. So for the most of you have known that we have moved. We are currently still not at our new location yet, where our new location is located at 199 North Highway 89. If you're familiar with Chino Valley, we will be right across the highway, across the street from the town of Chino Valley, from Town Hall. So we're still waiting to do that. But exciting news I do have to share is that last Thursday, we did receive our permit. So now we can demo the heck out of anything that needs to be done inside. One of the first things that's being demoed as we speak is already our ADA bathroom. So we're really excited. That's coming along. So now I can start posting up pictures, a little bit of before and after. What are some of the things that are going on? And that that little house that we purchased is 900 square feet, so a little bit smaller, but sits on almost 2 acres. And it is a beautiful little place for us. It was built in 1932. So it's quite historic. It's actually really lovely, and we're excited to be in it. So that will eventually, you know, become the office for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And it's basically a 2 bedrooms, so it'll be 2 offices in there. And as we continue to grow on the 2 acres, we can always expand on that. So it's going to be a really great thing. So if you want to keep updated on what the heck's going on and what are some of the renovations that we're doing inside, you can look up on Facebook and see the before and afters. And some of the other things that we've been working on is my office had a really a closet in there, but we've taken out the closet, so I kind of have some more office moving around space, which is really great. And so I'm excited about that. And then another thing that we've done is we've added a pocket door to my office. It's just with being at such a smaller little space, a pocket door was just nicer and a little bit easier than having swinging doors on either side. So that's some of the things. And we'll put up, like I said, some before and afters. It's a cute little place. And then as things get done on the outside, you know, we still have a parking lot and landscaping and things to do. But we'll keep you updated so you can always visit us on Facebook. So some of the new things that are coming is we're back to semi-normal, if you want to say. So we've got a lot of events going on at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And our biggest one, in conjunction with the Chino Valley Lionesses, is Wine, Bites, and Brew. And some of you are asking, is it going to be the drive-thru? Because last year we ended up doing Wine, Bites, and Cruise. The answer is no. We are going to full scale the way it used to be once upon a time, and it is Wine, Bites, and Brew. The date for this is going to be April 24th, and it's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m., held at Olson's Grain. Now, right now, you can go ahead and go to chinovalley.org. Now, that's chinovalley.org, and purchase your tickets. So that's really exciting. And so there's 2 different types of tickets, and I want to just kind of go over the 2 types of tickets. We have a VIP ticket, and then we have a general admission ticket as well. The VIP tickets are $75, and you're going to ask me, what the heck? What do I get for $75? Thank you, and here's what you get for $75. For $75, and that's the VIP ticket, you get your own lounge area. So there's a VIP lounge lounge area. It'll have tables, chairs for you to relax. It's in front of the bands. There's three live bands coming. You'll have your own section there. But also, the big difference is the VIP section has food. So you'll be able to taste different foods from, you know, restaurants from around our area. And so you'll have, you know, Catering by Liz, and you'll have Jed's, and there's just so many different restaurants that you'll have samplings from. El Paricio as well would be one of them. You get to sample their different foods, and it's a big portion, so I shouldn't say samples, but they're good size samples, and you'll get a chance to try different restaurants. And along with that, you know, you'll be able to exit the VIP area, have samplings of wine and beer. And the great thing about the VIP section is there's going to be a wine and a beer placed, you know, on the outskirts of the VIP section. So it'd be easy for you to just, hey, can you fill me up? So there's some perks. And also another big perk is you get your own private bathrooms. So the VIP section will get their own porta potty, their own decorated, nice smelling, very nice porta potty. So that's kind of a perk. But really, the difference is the food. So the VIP, the $75, includes the wine, the beer, and the food. For general admission, does not include the food. So you get to, for $30, you get to come on in and you get to sample all the wines and all the beers. And there's all different things going on as well, but not the food. So that's the difference, the $75 versus the $30. Please keep in mind that after April 15th, tickets will go up in price. So after April 15th, the regular admission goes up to $45. And after April 15th, the VIP tickets go up to $100. And the other thing to keep in mind is for the VIP tickets, there's only 100 VIP tickets that will be sold. So that's just so people know, our vendors know how much food to prepare and how many samples of food to get for everybody. So yeah, if you're interested in the VIP, get your tickets now. So a little bit about Wine Bites and Brew. What do you expect? What's going to happen when you get there? So when you get there, you'll get, if you pre-purchase your tickets, you'll get, you know, a cup. You'll also get, you know, tickets for games. There's going to be adult games there, just fun adult games, you know, different types of games that I can think of are going to be like horseshoes, that sort of stuff. But you're not going to be using your normal horseshoes. You'll be using toilet seats. Yep, that's right, toilet seats. So it's going to be absolutely just pure fun. We're going to have, you know, games there. We're also going to have a casino there. So we'll have, you know, craps, roulette, just blackjack, just all kinds of fun. And then instead of winning money, you actually win tickets or tokens, and that you can put in for raffle prizes. So we'll have a lot of different raffle prizes, door prizes, all kinds of stuff going on. And then we have a slew of vendors that are going to be there. So we have massages going on that you can get, you know, a massage. You can go, just different types of vendors. So this is just a fun event. There's also going to be barrel racing and peewee barrel racing, which is going to be fun too. So if you want to just come out and watch the barrel racing, that kind of stuff, and they'll also have food trucks there. So for, you know, the VIP or the regular admission tickets, there is food there, so you will be able to get anything off of any of the food trucks. So there's a lot going on. Three live bands, and these guys are it's just phenomenal singers. One's coming out of Washington, great guy, just got some record deals from Nashville, and so he's fantastic, and he's our solo artist, and so we've got him. And then we also have another band as well, and he was second runner up on The Voice, so that's kind of a big deal for us. And then we've got another local band coming out of Phoenix, so really great band. So if you're into bands, come on out and watch the bands. If you're into great food, come on out, try the food. But right now, I'm also going to put in a call to action. We are looking for food trucks. So if you are a food truck and you want some publicity and need, and you know, like to make some money on the side, this is where to do it. Wine Bites and Brew, April 24th from 5 to 9 p.m. So give us a call. Let me know that you're interested in being a food truck, or let me know that you're interested in being a vendor for this event. We've got great vendors. We've got soap people. We've got jewelry people. I mean, just hand making everything right then and there, so you get to see it. Great event. You know, if this is something that you're interested in, like I said, tickets just went on sale today. So purchase your tickets. For any information on Wine Bites and Brew, or for any information that is, any events that are going on at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, you can download our app. So go to your app store, download our app, and then that'll give you all the upcoming events and all the information. You can also visit us online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. Or just give us a call at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, and that number is 636-2493. Again, that's 636-2493. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at AuggiesPrescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today with Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. We had a fabulous show. We were talking to Will Williams and Dan McGowan. We first talked about the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club, and then we talked for Heroes on the Water. Two great causes, great things to talk about, and then I just gave you an update on the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. So here's where you get out your calendar so I can let you know what is up and coming. So we've got our chamber luncheon, which is our networking luncheon held on April 7th. And this is going to be a really great one. It's Toastmasters. They're going to come in and give us a presentation on how to better public speak, some pointers on public speaking, and, you know, for audiences and things like that. So how do you better public speak and better perform? So that's going to be Toastmasters, and that's going to be April 7th. And so that's the first Wednesday of the month, and it's going to be held at Grace Church in Chino Valley from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And catering will be done by Catering by Liz. So what a great event. And then as usual, too, like I said, Wine, Bites, and Brew, April 24th. Get your tickets online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Ferret Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.